Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And our co-host for this episode is Erica Flint. Let me tell you, Erica, in the last episode, talked about why we should be using Google AdWords to start getting us some clients. And today, she's going to show you step-by-step an introduction on how to get started. Start running ads in Google AdWords for hypnosis clients and have those clients start walking through your door, calling the phone, on the phone, and that kind of thing. So very, very important podcast today. Let me tell you about Erica. I have her bio right here. And Erica is a certified consulting hypnotist. She's has her practice in Bellingham, Washington, and only since had her practice since June 2013. She's building her clientele. She's well on her way to being full-time, and most of that promotion has been done online. She's going to share all those insider tips, tricks, and techniques with us. She's originally a computer person. She's before being a hypnotist, Erica worked in the high-tech industry in Silicon Valley for over a decade as a software engineer and professional problem solver. When she realized how interested she was in the greatest known computing device, the human mind. After she received her initial training in hypnosis and hypnotism, she became certified in 5-PATH using our 5-PATH 2.0 distance learning course, and now she's coming to our May class for our week of power to continue to sharpen her skills. And let's see, one last thing. I really believe that Erica is going to be a rising star in the profession. Got to know her on our discussion groups for 5-PATH and also at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. And I said, this gal's got it going on. And I said, how would you like to do some podcasts with me? Because, you know, it's good to have someone with that new perspective on the show. That enthusiasm, the discovery of learning about hypnosis, learning about 5-PATH, and getting clients and watching them change and succeed. So how you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you very much. Now let me tell you about Cal. He is the hypnosis celebrity because of his fame in the profession and not just because of the hundreds of great hypnosis videos that he has produced to date. It's also because he's the authority and received almost every award and recognition in the profession, and his books have made him the authority on the subject of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. One of my favorite books is The Secret Language of Feelings, which I like to give to all of my clients. He's appeared on both radio and TV promoting The Secret Language of Feelings and hypnosis and hypnotherapy, and he's the authority when it comes to hypnosis that works, and I can attest to that. The hypnosis that I learned from Cal and 5-PATH actually works really, really well. That's what I used when I first started seeing my clients. And he's the person experts in the profession of hypnotism turn to for education and guidance. He's also the trainer of some of the very best in our profession. And he's still teaching, he's still speaking, he's still writing, he's still seeing private clients and making public appearances. It's really good to be here today, Cal.
Wow, thank you for that, Erica. So now, I'm excited. Last episode, we talked about why people should be doing the Google AdWords thing, and we told them how to get signed up, and now you're gonna tell them how to get that first ad out, right?
That's right. So last time what we did, we ended with, okay, how do you get started? You know, getting your Google account set up, your AdWords set up, getting analytics put into your website, and then linking analytics with your AdWords site. Okay, so now let's just say you've done your homework and you got all that ready to go, all right? We're just going to assume that. Okay, so now what do? Well, you go into AdWords and you're going to create your first ad. So let me tell you a little bit about how Google organizes AdWords, because it can be pretty complicated. As you can imagine, there's companies out there that sell tons and tons of different products, so they try to make it easier for large companies to do this. So for you and I to go in there, if we have a small business, we still need to navigate all of this, right? So the first, the highest level is a campaign, okay? So a campaign is where you would set your budget and your overall settings. So if you wanted to have a campaign for stop smoking and you wanted to spend a certain amount of money, and then you wanted to have a separate campaign for weight loss and you wanted to spend a different amount of money, or you wanted to have a different target audience, you would want to create two different campaigns. Now Google, if you're just getting started, they recommend you might only need one campaign, right? Okay, so pick one target audience, set one budget, and just go with one campaign to begin with. So we could just start there. Okay, so you have your campaign. Now, when you create your campaign, there's a couple tips that I have for you. Now, there's a lot of options there. You'll see it when you go to the website. So here are the four things that I recommend that you select when you're just getting started. Unless you know better, this is probably what you want to do. You want to select search network only. Okay, you don't want to do anything other than that, because search network is when you go to google.com and you search, you type in search and the results come up. That's a search network. Okay, the display network, which is the other option, the results, that is where you'll see things like in Gmail, right? Have you ever seen that, Cal? I don't know if you have Gmail, but you know, sometimes Google puts advertising in other products like Gmail.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. And also, people will sign up for Google to place ads on their websites, too. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And so I recommend that if you're just getting started, only go with the search network because, and we briefly touched on this last time, if somebody's actually searching for hypnosis or weight loss, they are motivated to click on that link and come see you. Now, if they just see an ad on a web page or an ad in their email account because you have the word weight loss in an email or something, they might be less likely to just click on it. Okay, so I recommend going with search network only to begin with. And then the next recommendation I make for the campaign is to narrow it down by location. So that was really helpful for me when I first started. I can narrow it down to my target location, right? So I could just advertise in my local area. And that helped quite a bit keep the cost down. I don't want to advertise to people in Seattle or Vancouver, British Columbia. That would be a lot more expensive for me to do that. The cost per click would probably be a lot higher. All right, the next thing that you want to select is called the bid strategy. So the bid strategy, you can pay a higher amount if you'd like. You can bid to pay a higher amount for your click if you'd like, if you want to appear at the top. But I don't recommend doing that, especially if you're just getting started. Set that to auto. And then select a budget that you want to pay per day. Right now, I think I'm paying something like $4 a day for a couple of my different campaigns, but I haven't ever reached that amount. And so, you know, I'm pretty happy with what's been going on so far. You can adjust that as you go along. And then the last thing, as far as the campaign goes, don't select any of those extensions yet. So that's what I would say, Cal, when you're getting started with the campaign, those four things, there's a lot to know. There's a lot of other things that you could select, but that's what I would go with.
So I'm wondering, as you're kind of explaining this, if you could like use an issue as an example, as you're doing it, like a stop smoking or a lose weight or getting over fears or whatever it is, that you could say, okay, you'd do this and this and this, and that's where you'd put that. Would that be something you could do?
Yeah, of course. So for an example on the campaign, I'll give you an example. We have a really cool, we have something here in Bellingham called the Bellingham Bay Marathon, and we have Ski to See. And so I have a campaign that's all about sports performance, but I don't really want to advertise that year round. I just don't want to spend the money. Okay. So I will advertise that in a campaign for only certain times of the year. And so I could turn that entire campaign off. And so that is in one case where I would separate the campaign, right? Now, if you're talking about exactly where I would fill everything in, for me, the search, I select the search network only for, I have just kind of a basic campaign, which is for my business, okay, Cascade Hypnosis Center. So you can, if somebody were to type in the word hypnosis in Bellingham, Washington, they might just get a very kind of generic ad that comes up that says, you know, sleep better, lose weight, you know, stress-free, get started now with hypnosis, something like that, right? And so when it gets down to location, I typed in, so this is really cool, I typed in my zip code here in Bellingham, okay, type in my zip code, and then Google pops back up, oh, Bellingham, Washington, or Whatcom County, and Whatcom County is the county here, and Whatcom County has a target audience of 300,000, I think it's 200,000 people, and so I selected that. Well, then I also added Skagit Counties and Island County, so Google makes it really easy to pick out your location. You can pick by city or zip code, anything like that, and then, again, I just don't select any extensions.
Perfect. And see, the, when we have two kinds of advertising we do, or marketing that we do. One is local for clients, and then worldwide for classes. People come to our classes probably one-third are from the immediate area, and then two-thirds are from outside of our state and outside of the country. And also, Google can be very useful that way, too. But you got to be careful when you start doing these nationwide promotions, because they can get a whole lot of clicks and eat up your budget real quick. That's why the best way to get started with this is with clients and in your local area. So I'm 100% behind what Erica is saying. Proceed.
Okay, all right. So now underneath the campaign, once you have your campaign set up, which is your budget and your settings, you know, your target audience, your budget, your setting, your ad type, then you have an ad group. Now, Google recommends, and I think this is a great idea, think of an ad group like you would with a web page on your website. So you probably have a stop smoking web page, let's say, which is not the same as your weight loss page. Okay, so if you have that separation on your website, which if you do those both of those services, you probably should have two separate pages for those. Then you'll want to do the same thing with the ad group. Okay, so you'll want to have a separate ad group for weight loss and a separate ad group for stop smoking, and then a separate ad group for stress and anxiety, that type of a thing, right? And so the ad group, you will have one ad group, like I said, per web page. So that might be one way that you want to break it down when you're looking at your website. And you know what? I just started with one thing when I started, okay? That was it. I had one ad out there. I put everything there, or one ad group, okay? So the next piece of advice is create at least two different ads and see how they do. So this is one of the best practices that Google recommends. You got to have at least two ads, more if you can, and see which one performs better over time. Let it go out there and point to the same page and just figure out which one works better. So part of this is constantly going back, looking at AdWords results and seeing how well you're performing, getting rid of the ones that people aren't clicking on. The next thing is that you want to create a really good ad. So after you create your ad word, the next thing you're gonna, your ad group, the next thing that you're going to do is you're gonna create your ad. So, and you know, Cal, I'm sure that you have a lot of input on how to create a good ad. We could probably spend an entire episode on, you know, what words to use. But I'll give you a couple pieces of advice as far as Google AdWords go. Okay, so your ad is going to match up with keywords. So when you create an ad group, there's two things you create. You create the ad itself, and you create the keywords that go with it. Okay, so now when somebody searches for those keywords, your ad will appear. And if your ad has the keywords in it that the person searched for, they will be bolded. Okay, so the client is much more likely to click on your ad if you use the same keywords for your ad in the advertisement itself. You have anything to add to that, Cal?
Nope, that sounds really good. One of the things is you've just got to be precise, concise, and not too wordy. Because how many characters you get? Like 40 characters or something like that?
I think it's less than that. Not very many.
It's been a long time since I looked at it.
Right, I think it's 35 characters. I'm not sure. But you're right, you have to be really precise with the words that you use. And, you know, you definitely want to have some type of, you know, Google recommends that you have some type of call to action, right? Call now, put your phone number there, click here, that type of a thing. Another recommendation that they have is some type of special, right? 25% off today only, click now, something like that, to get people to act right away, right? And then you really want your ad to be relevant. So there is something that's really important to understand about keywords, and it's called your quality score. So your quality score is based on your relevancy of your ad based on the keywords that you are using. Google calculates how relevant your ad is, and then it uses that as just one of the numbers when it calculates your quality score. It can be pretty complicated, but it's really important to understand your quality score, because as your quality score goes up, you pay less. Because Google cares about giving people, searchers, right, people that are searching, it wants to give them the most relevant information. So if Google believes that your ad is more relevant to what they are looking for, it's going to charge you less and put you higher on the list, right? So you want to make sure that your ad is relevant to the keywords that you're searching for. You also have to make sure that the landing page, okay, the landing page again is the page that people are going to go to when they click on it. You specify this right in the ad group. There's a space there. It'll say the URL, and you type that in, that'll go to your website. Google's going to look at that page and it's going to analyze it using text analytics, and it's going to understand if that content on your web page is also relevant for the ad. Okay, so that will increase your quality score. So you want to make sure that your web page is well written and relevant for what you are searching on, what you're advertising, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you know, Google is amazing at this. One thing is the content on the page, and another thing they do is they can tell if someone goes to your page, is there for 3 seconds, and bounces right back. They'll say, oh, that ad is, you know, if it has that high bounce rate, they're gonna say that ad is not that relevant, and they'll start moving some other ads up higher and drop you down, or they'll charge you more to get higher if you're not relevant.
That's
very
right.
Good information, Erica. Please go on.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of information out there on this. We don't have time today to go into the details of the quality score or the click-through rate and how all of that plays into things. There is a lot of information online if you're more interested, but I recommend, you know, you got to go out there, you got to create your ad, get started and see how things play out. But just as you know, you should have, you got to make sure that your web page, like I said, has relevant information on it. Make sure that there's no errors on your page, because Google does notice that, and they do keep track of if people are clicking through. It's called the click-through rate. Okay, so when people click on your ad, and just like you said, Cal, if they bounce off your site really quickly, they'll think, oh, maybe the ad isn't that relevant and you'll have to pay more for it. It'll go down a little bit. So once you are ready with your couple of ads, okay, at least two again, and then you can save it. Okay, so once it's saved, then it needs to be reviewed. Okay, so they're going to review it just for Google's policies to make sure that it's safe and appropriate for all ages, etc. And then once it's approved, it will be running. But there's something really important to keep in mind here. Okay, don't go to Google and search for your own site. It's not a good idea, because what happens if you go to Google and you use your search terms that you know are there to try and see if your see if your ad comes up? I've done this before, and I'm not going to do it anymore. What happens is your click-through rate goes down, because now Google has just displayed your ad. You're not going to click on it yourself. It's just going to charge you $1.50 or $2 or whatever your cost is, right? So you're not going to click on it. Your click-through rate will go down because your ad was just served an impression, but you didn't click on it. So there's a tool that Google provides, and the tool is called, let me see what the tool is called, Ad Preview and Diagnostic Tool. So you want to go to AdWords, you want to use that tool, and that's how you can search for your ad to make sure that it's running and see how it works. Have you used that before, Cal?
No, I haven't. I haven't actually been doing so much of this AdWords stuff in a while, so you're the expert.
Yeah, and there's, you know, we talked about this a little bit before, but the keyword, there's a keyword tool that helps people with, understanding what keywords they could be using. So it really, there's a lot of information out there and a lot of tools to help. Of course, Google is really good at that, providing us data. They're all about data. And so there's a lot that you could get into, but it doesn't have to be difficult. Okay, you could go in there. I think I created my first ad in probably, I don't know, 15 minutes maybe, you know, and then it was approved, and less than a day later, I got a phone call probably the next day, I think. I mean, it was really that fast. And that was just amazing to me, because that was just kind of a generic ad that I had created. So then I really started thinking about, okay, so who's my next client? You know, what am I looking for? Weight loss, or what, stop smoking or whatever. And then I started creating those ads and adding it to my campaign.
You know, that's really great. I mean, imagine that you could do something today that would make your phone ring tomorrow. And then you can, as you're running the two or three different ads, you get to find out which ad was it that caused that phone to ring. And what you can do then is tweak the other ads until you can get them working as well. Get rid of the ones that are not working. Be creative. Look at the ads that are working and saying, what is it about that ad that's making them work? And so it's a little bit of tweaking. It's kind of a dance back and forth that, you know, you can't see clients all day long. It's kind of nice that we have the mixture of seeing clients and also doing some marketing. Fall in love with marketing and your business will flourish, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's a really good point, Cal, because it really does need some maintenance, but it doesn't have to be too long. I mean, you could spend maybe, you know, an hour a week doing this once you have your basic ads out there and they're doing well, right? They're bringing and they're generating in some calls, a couple calls a day, you know, dozens of calls a day, whatever it is that you're looking for, right? And then whatever your budget allows too, right? So you go there and you check on things and you tweak some things. And then you want to make sure that you're also going in and looking at analytics. You know, now that they're merged, you can take a look and see the behavior of your clients and you can really get a good idea about what's happening. Now, this is also going to help you when you're thinking other planning, right? So all of this analysis helps you when you're thinking about planning, growing your business. Oh, what areas do I want to expand in? Oh, should I, you know, teach a class on self-hypnosis? Should I teach a class on stop smoking? I have so many clients coming in, right? You know, so it can help you answer other questions for your business based on the traffic and everything else that you're getting from the web.
You know, as I'm here, we're on the second episode talking about this, I'm thinking about what do I care that the viewers get from this? And that is, you know, there's all these little details and stuff, and you can bring up the Google AdWords website and let replay the video or the audio that we're recording right now and let Erica talk you through it. But I think the most important thing is Erica is proof that it's worth learning this stuff, that it really does work. I was just watching a discussion going on the NGH network, or I think it was LinkedIn, that National Hypnotist group there, and they're talking about what advertising works to anyone using LinkedIn or Facebook or Google, and over it was like, I tried it, but it didn't really work for me. What the deal is now you know, because of what Erica's sharing, that it is worth learning, because it does generate clients when you do it properly. How's that, Erica?
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Google is still the number one search leader. 67% of market share of search goes through Google every day. If you haven't done this before, don't bother with trying anybody else yet. Just go to Google. That's where you're going to get your clients from. So, and you can do it, you know, you can do it 30 minutes. You could probably have the whole thing done and just let it run for a little while, spend another hour on it a week, and you can just let it go and the clients will come in.
Perfect. What else you want to tell them?
That's about it, Cal. I know that, you know, this is something that's been working for me. And so I'm just going to keep on doing it. As I add new services or new things that I'm doing, I go back and tweak things. But I don't really spend that much time on Google AdWords right now. I probably could spend a lot more. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, if you have more time to put into it, go for it. You probably get better results, but maybe you don't have as much time. So it really depends on, you know, what you do have time for, because you could really go into a deep dive in Google AdWords for sure.
Now, one thing I know for certain about the internet and Google and all these kinds of things is that things will change. So I'm going to give you my favorite resource for learning how to do stuff on the internet. And do you know what that is, Erica?
Google?
I don't know. It's the second largest search engine on the internet, which is YouTube. YouTube has the second number of searches on the internet. And so I went to YouTube, typed in YouTube, and then I did AdWords tutorial 2014, and bam, here's these tutorials that are coming up on my computer screen, and they're recent. 1 month ago, 4 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, these tutorials that are recent, because, you know, this video is still going to be on the internet 1 year, 10 years from now, 100 years from now, there's still an internet. You know, once it's on the internet, it stays there. But with YouTube, you can type in AdWords tutorial 2014 or 2015 or whatever year it is and see what the latest stuff is. And these experts will talk you through how to do it in the latest possible way. Anything that's worth learning, it's probably on YouTube. How do you feel about that, Erica?
I think that's a great point, Cal, and you're right. I mean, you know, if you know where you can go to get the greatest information, then that's really all you need, you know? Just put in a little bit of time, find it, learn it, and then you can go do it. And things are constantly changing. So you're right. You have to go find the resource where the information lives and then learn how people are doing it now and what the rules are. You know, and we talked about this before, but Google changes things all the time, so you really got to be up on it.
That technical stuff changes, but you gave them some information that they can't get on YouTube until this video goes on YouTube, and that is Google AdWords works for getting clients for hypnotists. All right, wrap it up.
All right, well, I'm really happy to be here today. And if you are a new hypnosis professional or want to be a hypnosis professional, you can do it. You know, you can get started. You could go take some classes and use Google just like I did to get your first clients and be happy as a hypnosis professional doing the things that you love. And I hope that you do that. And if you have any questions about Google AdWords or any questions for me, just contact me. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Beautiful. And, you know, Erica is like Brenda, is like Celeste. These are people who care. I care, they care. We want to see the profession continue to grow. We want to see confident and competent hypnotists out there helping people change their lives for the better. And I hope to see you in class. We got a class coming up in May for the advanced certification course. And then we have in July and October, the whole kit and caboodle certification course, 10 days here at our center. You can do it on site or you can do it live over the internet. All right, that's it. Thanks for coming back with us. Please share us, like us, whatever you can do, help us get the word out because we really want to change the world one client at a time. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only. May not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.